Okay, everyone, and now get excited, because we're about to talk about zoning. Thrilling, right? I don't know. You probably think it's just lines and spaces on a map, right? But how that map gets filled in determines who has the right to claim a space as their own. In San Diego, a zoning battle is pitting residents of a poor Latino neighborhood against the powerful maritime industry. Sandia Dirks takes us there.
Barrio Logan is a small slip of land that hugs San Diego's working waterfront, and at its heart is a green space called Chicano Park that's shoved in beneath the freeway. Underneath the concrete and steel are beautiful multicolored murals that speak of the Chicano struggle.
I mean, if we look around, we see historical figures such as Frida Kahlo, Emiliano Zapata.
That's San Diego State University professor Roberto Hernandez. He says this park wasn't supposed to be a park. It was supposed to be a California Highway Patrol station, but when residents fought for it in the 70s, it became something else.
We often speak of it as el ombligo, or a belly button, right? A link, an umbilical cord that links us to the places we inhabit, that establishes that we are, in fact, part of this land and that we can't just be removed at the will of industry.
If the park wasn't meant to be a park, Barrio Logan wasn't meant to be a barrio, a neighborhood. But it is now. About 20,000 people live here in a hodgepodge of homes next to industrial warehouses. The sound of heavy machinery mixes with the clattering of cars and trucks. And the ocean breeze carries the acrid smell of machine shops, which helps to explain the messages inscribed on the park's murals.
Why us? Save the park. Environmental racism.
State data shows that Barrio Logan has one of the highest rates of asthma-related hospital visits in all of California. And people I talked to reported a high incidence of cancer, even miscarriages in their families.
They have another one, like, one, two, like three blocks from here.
Yeah.
Not far from Chicano Park, Maria Moya is talking with residents of the Mercado housing projects. She says people ended up living here because the shipyards needed them during both World Wars.
They brought, you know, Mexican families to this community to work in the industries because everybody was at war and they needed the labor. So they allowed people to come, but there were restrictions on where people of color could live. So what did they do? They placed them in Barrio Logan because they were close to the industries. They didn't have to go out into their white areas.
Moya says the immigrants of Barrio Logan made their own schools, built their own markets. They made it home. But they never got the kind of zoning residential neighborhoods usually get. Zoning that would, let's say, prevent a factory from popping up right next to a kindergarten.
And this is hurting our health. The only solution would be for those industries to be placed in away from the communities where they are not harming our daily lives.
That's why when the San Diego City Council passed new zoning for Barrio Logan last fall, residents were overjoyed. The zoning measure is pretty modest. It simply creates a buffer zone between residents and industry. Industry already there can stay, but any new ones will be regulated. Still, for the maritime industry, that's too much ground to give.
Ripped out the welcome mat from underneath us. The message is, we don't want industry in the barrio, okay? That's not a good message to be sending.
Derry Pence heads San Diego's Ship Repair Association.
You can't just make a decision based solely on what's in the best interest of this group. You have to think about the greater good.
According to campaign finance records, the Ship Repair Association has spent $730,000 on a citywide referendum effort to overturn Barrio Logan's new zoning. Paid workers claimed the plan would cause the Navy to leave and that it would cost 46,000 jobs.
This is to help save jobs at the shipyards, part two.
And why are they trying to take away the shipyards?
What they're wanting,
hotels?
No, they want to build condos.
Back in Barrio Logan, Roberto Hernandez wonders if residents can't win this small compromise, how can they ever win anything?
We're here, we're neighbors, we acknowledge them. Question is, are we going to be acknowledged in terms of the spaces we inhabit, the spaces we call home?
A referendum will answer that question this June. For Latino USA, I'm Sandhya Dirks in San Diego, California.